We're in the middle of Mishnah Daled in the fifth parak in Avos, discussing another series of ten. It says, Asara Nisyonos, there were ten tests, and Nisra Avosenu es Hamakom Baruch Hu B'Midbar. That there were ten times in which the Bnei Israel challenged and questioned the authority of Hashem while we were in the wilderness. And we see this directly from a pasuk. Shneamar, as it says, "Vinasu osi ze eser pa'amim, v'lushama b'koli." That they tested me this 10 times, ze eser pa'amim, v'lushama b'koli. They didn't listen to my voice. And although there is a little bit of a question exactly what the 10 times are, very briefly they are as follows. The first time was by the Yamsuf, when the Egyptians were coming after them. They said, there's not enough graves in Egypt, we're supposed to be buried here. In Marah, when they complained about the bitter waters. In Midbar Sin, in which they complained regarding the meat. They complained about the mun. They tested Hashem about whether or not the mun would melt and would it last. They complained also about the mun regarding... They tested the mun also when it came to Shabbos. Even though it didn't fall on Shabbos, they went to see if it would possibly be gathered up. By Rephidim, they complained about the water. They didn't have what to drink. In Chorev, which was the Masa Egel, which we just read about last week, the Egel Hazav, the golden calf. The eighth test was regarding the Misonanim, which is in Parshas Baloscha, the complainers. Kibra Sataiva, in which they had this desire for meat. And then finally, the last test, B'Midbar Paran, which had to do with the incident of the Meraglim of the spies. And Chazal teach us that out of all these terrible things that were done, all the different tests that the Bnei Israel tested Hashem with, or questioning Hashem, the worst one was the last, which was the Meraglim. And we learn out from here that the Gezar Din, the decree that the Bnei Israel would be wandering in the wilderness, was only sealed because of the Chet of the Meraglim, which is connected to the sin of Lashon Hara. And we see this from the Pasuk, that this Pasuk was referring to the last test, which is that of speaking Lashon Hara about the land. V'inasu osi zeh eser pa'amim. He says, it's this. This is the reason. This is the ultimate challenge of my authority. And for this reason, they end up wandering in the wilderness. So again, the Gemara and Erech and other places teach us the severity and seriousness of a person who speaks Lashon Hara. A person has to be very careful with what they say.